Today on Castle Country Focus, we have Commissioner Jay Potter to visit with us about some really, they may sound initially boring, but they are important for Carbon County and the future of Carbon County as we progress in an ever-changing world. Thank you, Jay, for joining with us.
Thanks for having me on this morning. Thank you.
And I mentioned it sounded boring, but it is important, and that's your resource management plan and the survey.
Thank you for letting me take a few minutes and talk about that. Let's talk about, for just a minute, the importance of what a resource management plan does. Through the state of Utah, we have been directed as counties, and that's all the counties in the state, to have a resource management plan that covers a variety, and it is a wide variety of specific items within that plan. And what that plan, they hope to do is to have a coordinated effort so that when there is a federal law or a rule or a regulation that comes to play into our county, that we then have these plans in place that says you have to treat us as a member or as a contributing voice to that process of implementing any rules or changes. Going back in history, there would be a number of them that the federal regulations have run over the counties. One of those would be such as the waters of the U.S. and what controls what is a navigable waterway. And so that's definitely, you know, just an example. The Clean Air Act, that's another. Things that pertain to the land, the environment, energy, human resources. If we have our resource management plans in place and they are acknowledged not only by the state but the federal government, then we have a controlling seat at the table, not just a bystander position, but a spot that says, this is where we are, and your plans, state and federal, need to come into alignment with what the counties are doing. And so we see this all the way from roads to mineral development, specifically in our area.
So this is a way of saying it's not just your way, but we've got some say in this, and this is what we're going to be doing, and let's work this through. Is that right? It gives us, like you say, a seat at the table.
That's very, very true. And so they are important. And what the state has asked is that every county develop one based upon the same criteria, the same number of items that are in there. But they are all going to be unique because each county is unique. Yes, we have sister counties that we have similar economies or similar resources, and they should be fairly aligned. But that's the process that we're going through. And it's being funded partly by the state and partly by funding from the Community Impact Board. The legislative request was that the CIB would front some of the money so that this could get started. And then, the state had some reimbursement into it. But anyway, they have to be finished up this year. I believe it's the end of May, first part of June is their target deadline. So in conjunction with that, we talked about it one other time, but on the Carbon County website, there is a link to that resource management plan. And Lynn, I believe you mentioned that you had gone on and taken it and take a look at it.
Yeah.
It's very short, but it gives us direct input into those areas and those questions that are being asked. And we are using a consulting firm, a planning group that will be formulating this plan. And they are doing it primarily for pretty much every county throughout the state. So it will be a good cohesive process.
So you're asking Carbon County residents, all right, what do you think about energy development? What specific things are in that?
Oh, I can't remember all of them totally off the top of my head, but there's water, there's land, there's energy, there's air, there's the resources going forward as far as some of the social and economical things that pertain to this type of a document. We feel that we have been ahead of the process with Carbon County because we have been very active in a lot of those areas. We have, as one of the few counties, have had an active resource management plan going forward into this. So we are defining and and adding things to that. But it's a very wide, broad set of topics, but the answers are easy, and it doesn't take more than a few minutes to participate in that survey.
When I looked at it, I thought it could be done in 3 minutes. I mean, just yes, no, this is important, this is, you know, and it's just a really good survey. Well, all right, to our listeners, this is an important thing for us to do as a community, and put in your vote as to what's important and what needs to be planned for as the government moves on. One other topic that came up was one of fire. Jay, are we in favor of fire or what?
We are not in favor of fire, usually in any case. I hate to see somebody's personal home or other assets come under that ravage of fire. The other one that's a big one that we hate to see is fire on public land. That, too, is devastating in some respect. But probably the one we really should spend a minute on is talking about our fire contract that we have entered into with Helper City, Price City, Wellington, and East Carbon. We do have a separate one with Schofield, but we won't get into that today. And what it is that we, the county, do not have a fire department. And so we rely upon the cities to provide coverage out into the unincorporated portions of the county. And so through negotiation, which was long, and I'm grateful for those mayors and fire chiefs, and also Justin Needles with our emergency services that have helped facilitate that, but we will continue to have great coverage because of the municipalities. And our cost is going up. And basically, we have entered into a 7-year contract with the cities with a progressive rate of what we will pay them for those services. And, of course, we have great fire departments and great volunteers that staff those. We should always thank them for the service that they do and the time that they give up. But having said that, part of what we see happening going forward is a great working relationship. The thing that statistically that we should always consider is that about a third of the citizens of Carbon County live in the unincorporated areas. And so the other two-thirds are split, obviously, between the municipalities. Some of our areas, obviously, are much farther out, reaching mileage-wise, than what it happens in, like, Price City, for example. So there is definitely a cost of not only servicing the need if there's a fire, but also having a department in place.
Well, it's a lot less expensive to, as it were, rent Price City's fire truck than it is to buy our own fire trucks on a county level. That makes no sense at all.
Yeah, we had a long and lengthy discussion about services and about fees and how things are reimbursed. And I'm not sure that we have 100% agreement between all of us, but we do have a working relationship there. It would not make sense to try and do two if we had some type of a unified situation where we were all participating on a different level or a different model than what we're currently doing. That would be one thing. But to just simply, you know, have multiple fire departments, we don't need to increase the cost to the citizens. And yet we have that direct responsibility to provide that health, safety, welfare situation to them. And so it's an expensive proposition to provide emergency services.
Well, it's an important one.
Fire contracts are one of those.
Yeah. And a prime example of that is Salt Lake County, where they have their unified, you know, all the towns there, they go together and provide fire protection, which is good for everybody, regardless of where they're at.
So, right.
Well.
But one of the things that's definitely the advantages to the citizens throughout the county is with good fire departments, it means that insurance is less expensive. And, of course, then as important as that is on a cost basis, but the response time is very, very good within our county. And so we are glad to have that relationship with them. Even though I would have personally liked to have seen a shorter contract and different dollar amount, you can't underestimate the value of our fire department and our volunteers.
Well, that's an important agreement that I'm glad everyone has come to the table and worked on. That's a good thing for those of us in Castle Country. Thank you, Jay, for taking the time and visiting with us.
Thanks again, Dylan.